This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Back in 2009, a Kansas doctor named George Tiller was shot to death in the foyer of the church he attended. Tiller was one of five doctors in the country who provided third trimester abortions. Now, there are only four doctors who provide third trimester abortions. The lives of these doctors fascinated filmmakers Martha Shane and Lana Wilson. Their new documentary, After Tiller, takes an intimate look at the daily struggles these doctors and their patients face. The film will be showing at the upcoming True False Film Festival in Columbia. I spoke with Shane and Wilson for part of KBIA's True False Conversation Series.
I'm Lana Wilson.
And I'm Martha Shane.
The abortion debate is a big one, and you decided to steer clear of the debate end and take that more intimate approach. Tell me a little bit more about what you learned through that intimacy.
The real-life situations and the decisions that women are making about whether or not to have a third trimester abortion and the decisions that these doctors are making about whether that's the right thing for a patient are really removed from the politics of the debate. It's so difficult to imagine the circumstances that, you know, these women are finding themselves in. Many of them had wanted pregnancies, and they discovered late in the pregnancy that there are devastating fetal anomalies. Some of them are young women who just had no idea they were pregnant or rape victims. So for people who are outside of that situation, who aren't the doctors, aren't the patients, it's very difficult, I think, to imagine what it's like to be in those shoes.
What surprised you as you made the film?
One of the things that surprised us a lot was how complicated the doctors' own views towards doing this work are. You know, they're not political zealots at all, and they struggle with doing this work and making these tough decisions every day.
And you also had to build a lot of trust with the doctors and the patients on the inside of the clinics. What was that process like?
I think one of the major motivations for the doctors in agreeing to do the film was that we would include their patients in it, because they often tell us the only way you can understand this at all is by understanding the stories of the individual patients.
What do you hope that viewers take away from this film?
We hope that viewers just realize just how incredibly complicated this is.
I think you can watch this film and disagree with certain decisions that are made, but you can definitely just appreciate, like Martha said, the fundamental humanity that all these people have. And can't we respect each other and talk about this in a calmer, more compassionate way?
After Tiller, directed by Martha Shane and Lana Wilson, will be showing at the upcoming True False Film Festival. That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.